All right, Troll Train, Dallas Supercross. Man, you were good. Fifth, I think, until late in the race, and then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, first off, just with the crash in Orlando, and like obviously, it was, I think it was pretty apparent at Daytona I wasn't like 100% quite yet, but
yeah,
you know, we just kind of got our feet wet and got going, and I felt like Dallas, I really found my groove again.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout practice, I was P5, was on the board most of the day, decent, solid heat race. Starts have been good.
Yeah.
Pretty stoked in the merge engine, you know, like what we've been able to get out of it so far and with the budget we have. So, but yeah, just running fifth in the main, had some good battles with the guys. And, I was like, basically had like four laps to go.
Okay.
I went off one of the jumps and it felt like the brakes on the engine.
Yep.
And I was like, ooh, this is not good. You know, I'm all too familiar with this feeling, right?
Yes, yes. And yeah, so you rode for 11:10.
Yeah, like, I get it. I'm like, oh, shit. And I was, like, thinking, like, damn it, I wish I wouldn't have revved at that one privateer kid that got in my way, and I fucking hand-grabbed at him. So yeah. Just, you know, get in my way.
Right.
But, like, for the next lap, I was, like, quarter throttle off everything, like, just trying to, like, save the engine. And I was still in fifth ahead of Marshbanks. Because at that point in the main, I feel like I just kind of got a gap on him, mm-hmm. and I think I would have been good.
Yep.
I think I would have been good for top five. And literally, like, yeah, another lap, and it just kept getting worse and worse to the point where I couldn't jump anything. Just I had to start rolling stuff. So,
yep.
It sucks. Definitely kind of heartbreaking just because I feel like I'd suffered. And,
right.
You know, like in, over the course of that main event, I had suffered and I was like in the clear, I felt like, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But, I mean, definitely silver lining. I felt good all day. The speed's there. Fitness is back for the most part. So,
right.
I mean, I think going forward, we're in a good spot, you know, once we get the engine fixed up.
I told you after – I asked you after Daytona what was going on a little bit. And you said it's your leg, actually, that was an issue, right?
Yeah, I think just from the incident in Orlando, I had a big gash on the back of my hamstring. And I didn't realize that that was kind of an injury. But when I first rode again before Daytona, I was like, dang, I couldn't even put my leg up anymore.
Yep.
So then for the last week and a half, it's just been kind of rehabbing and physio with the groin. I just have no strength in it. So I've been getting like a shot of Cortisol just to get through the nitro.
Mm-hmm.
But it was starting to feel better today. Like the strength is coming back. It's just, you know, slowly but surely. But yeah, that's kind of been the bigger issue besides the concussion.
Right. Yeah. Besides the, do you have any things going on? Are you 100% from the concussion? I mean, we know head injuries are scary.
Yeah. I think today was a good indication that we're pretty close.
Yep.
We're pretty close to that. I mean, we're on the board most practices and starts have been good, so reaction time's there.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a scary thing, but I really did. I've done my research. I'm very well-versed with concussions just because, you know, with the frequency that us athletes get it, there is, I think, a real possibility of, like, CTE down the road. So,
yeah.
You know, I've kind of dug into the literature and tried to find all the things I could on it. So, yeah, I feel like I'm in a good spot with the concussion.
Right.
And honestly, just stoked on. I mean, I know the engine blew tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm super comfortable on the bike and I'm loving the new team and everything. So I'm excited for, you know, these rest two more Dallas rounds.
Yeah, no, you looked good until that. You looked fine. You looked racy. You looked in the mix, you know what I mean, for a podium spot. So all that's good. But yeah. Sucks.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Troll Train.
Yeah, sorry Steve. I know I was thinking about you when I started rolling. I was like, damn it, Steve.
I lost $20 on you. Which wasn't cool. I bet another industry rider that you would beat Kyle Peters, and he got you right in front of you on the last lap. So,
yeah. Well, yeah.
So I'll
that was pretty much in the bag. That wasn't on my own accord.
Yes, no, I know. So, tell Jim Lewis he owes me $10. We'll split it.
Well, hey, you know what? There's plenty of racing left, Steve. We're just getting started.
We are. Thanks for the time, Troll Train. I'll talk to you, man.
All right. Thanks, Steve. See ya.